I've been thinking a lot about the idea of the monoculture across the last 20 minutes, having walked down from the apartment complex to Panera, the coffee shop where I'm going to recover from my first swim in 20 years. I'm standing on the edge of San Francisco, which is connected to basically every other major city in America as a cultural engine. This is the monoculture, American culture. This is the thing that drives so much of everything else, in particular in the fields in which I'm interested in. Series drama, comics, movies, all of it is built here. All of it was, to a greater or lesser extent, invented here. I've talked before about the fact that maybe 5 miles that way is Niles. Niles was Hollywood 1.0. But the thing which I find really interesting about it is how intransigent, how difficult to move, difficult to change the American monoculture is. Hell, the Western monoculture. And I'm starting to understand why. I grew up on an island, which means I have a very keen understanding of horizontal space, because you didn't get very much. And the thing which is continually fascinating to me about buildings over here is all of them have huge horizontal footfall, even tiny ones. Tiny little apartment complexes, 4 or 5 apartments tops, have the spread of 5 or 6 English terraced houses. The road that I'm standing next to, which is a relatively minor feeder road onto another relatively minor feeder road, is 3 lanes in both directions. Things spread, things sprawl. And the thing which I'm trying to connect in my mind, weirdly, is that with the concept of sprawling in mixed martial arts. You sprawl in MMA when your opponent puts you down. You spread your feet as wide as you can. You spread your mass as wide as you can. It's a trick which, to a greater or lesser extent, is borrowed from judo. You basically mass up. You spend as much effort as you can in getting the other guy to work so hard in trying to turn you over or put you in a weak position that he gets tired, and then you can beat him. It sounds trite to try and apply that to the concept of Western culture, but it's something which I can't quite get away from. This place is so big. The ideas which have been generated and forged here are so dominant. I can't help but feel that's why America is the dominant culture in the West. It sprawls. No one else is big enough to turn it over. Explains why MMA is so popular over here now too.